This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States notified the United Nations Monday it will begin its withdrawal from the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement, which is a commitment to lower greenhouse gas emissions. The United States State Department said President Trump decided to withdraw because the agreement unfairly burdens American businesses, workers, and taxpayers while giving a free pass to other countries. The United States is second only to China as the top emitter of greenhouse gases globally. President Trump promised in his campaign to withdraw from the Paris deal, and Monday was the first day he could formally do so. A battle in New York over President Trump's tax returns now appears headed for the Supreme Court. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
A federal appeals panel has ruled the returns can be turned over to state criminal investigators. Prosecutors in Manhattan want the president's tax records from 2011 on in a bigger probe that includes hush money payments during the 2016 race. The appeals court has upheld a lower court ruling rejecting the president's bid to keep the records from being handed over. His lawyer argued last month the president's immune from criminal law even if he shoots somebody because he's the president. Lead Judge Robert Katzman ended that hearing by saying the case was likely bound for an appeal before the Supreme Court.
We have the feeling that you may be seeing each other again in Washington.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pakistan has suspended consular operations in the Afghan capital until further notice following a diplomatic squabble. Pakistan complains that its members of its diplomatic staff in Kabul have been harassed by roadblocks and motorcycles on their way to work recently. Afghanistan says it will investigate, but complains in return that its ambassador in Islamabad was mistreated by the Pakistani spy agency. Pakistan has not responded to that accusation. From the News Center in Washington, D.C., this is VOA.